Today's message has been brought to you by Faith Family Church in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit faithfamilybillings.com.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to give you a 15-minute sermon. Now, some of you think that's not possible. But
wrong place to say amen.
Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 13, verse 34. We're talking about the parable of the talents. It says this, all these things Jesus spoke to the multitude in parables, and without a parable, he did not speak to them. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things, what? Kept secret from the foundation of the world. So Jesus uttered parables or spoke parables or things that were kept secret from the foundation of the world. There were things that were in God that were not revealed until the proper time. And the proper time was when the Son of God came. And so these are principles or truths that were given to humanity at the proper time so that humanity could function within them and live a victorious life in Christ. That was the goal. And so the Lord is revealing these things as we take them. So Matthew chapter 25, verse number 14 is the parable of the talents. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And we saw that word ability means dunamis, power. And immediately he went on a journey. So gifts were dropped off, and this person, took off to another place, and it's representative of Jesus. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received the 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents, and look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. Verse 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 22, he also who had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have your talent is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will receive abundance. He will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you would. We've been talking about the different talents that the Lord has given us. And we talked about our physical bodies and the talent that that is and how we need to take care of it. And we realize this about it. We realize that really, if you boil it down to one thing, you could boil it down to this, that your body is good for a slave of righteousness. That's what it's good for. It's good for, it's not good to, for it to dictate to you what to do. It's not good for it to lead at all, because you'll be in a mess in a hurry. How many have let your flesh lead your money? Ooh, Jesus. That hurts, don't it? It hurts. And so we realize that we have this physical body. It's a blessing from the Lord. It's a marvel, really. I mean, it's a miracle. And what we have in the physical body. And it is designed, really, to be the house of the resurrection. That's what it's designed for. In other words, when you see Jesus walking around and ministering the kingdom to people, that's what God designed your body for. Amen? When you look through the book of Acts and you see the different ones, not only the apostles, but other ones that ministered the kingdom of God to people through their physical body, that's what your body is designed for. It's designed to house the presence of God. Amen. Now, we also looked at the mind and what the mind is a wonderful thing. You know, the imagination and the power of the imagination, what we have in our mind. That mind is designed to be full of the word or full of light. There we saw this, and the Lord has said this to me, but I see it more and more as I go. You realize this, that without God in your mind, or a rejection of God actually leads to the process of getting dumber and dumber and dumber. Much more stupider. Okay? Much more stupider. You say, what do you mean by that? I mean that the entrance of God's word brings light, and he's the maker of the mind and the brain. Therefore, if you want to be smart and even smarter than you already are, you need to transform the way you think, and that comes through what? The Word of God and the Spirit of God working in you. So you have a mind that should be filled with righteousness. Renewed and filled. We looked at how to protect that mind. We looked how to defend the mind. We looked how to remove things out of the mind from the past. And this is a process. This is a great, wonderful weapon. The Word of God gives us, we have power to demolish the enemy's thoughts and ways of doing things. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. It's a blessing. Amen. So then we talked about the Spirit, and this is where we wrap up. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17 says this: therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become what? New. Now, if you read down further in the verses, which I'm not going to, but it says, all things are of God in your spirit, man. This is wonderful. This is a talent that has been given to us from God, and we are to take it and invest in it so that it will multiply. So this is really the process. We're supposed to live from the Spirit, renew the mind, and release out the body. Come on. See, most people live like this, from the outside into the mind, and then release. You're looking from the wrong perspective. So we're to set our mind on things above. When it begins to dawn on you, as you study the word and look at the word and listen to anointed, ministry, preaching and teaching of the word, you experience the presence of God. You're in an atmosphere where the presence of God is moving. The gifts of the Spirit are in operation. You begin to, as you do this year after year after year after year, there's a stacking up effect that takes place on the inside of you if you're in good fellowship with the Father in the process. And what happens is you become more and more and more aware of what is unseen than you do from what is seen. You realize that the true power in this natural world is not in what you see, it's in what you don't see. You learn to what? Live and walk by faith and not by sight. You realize that you're eternal, you're not temporal. The only thing temporal about you is your body. And that's only one third of your person. I like the way Andrew Womack says, he says, inside of you, in your spirit, man, one third of you is wall to wall Holy Ghost. Whoo! I can get excited about that. You say, Sean, you can get more excited. Yes. Just stick around. Because the more light you see, the more you function in fellowship with the Lord and walk in obedience to the Word and continue to move in relationship with Him. It's just like a good marriage. The longer you're together, the more your hearts are right, the more you look like each other when you get older. It's like people start to look at, they are... How many have been married a while and your wife finishes your sentences? Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, Ron's got two hands up back there. But you have been grafted in to the vine. So in other words, you're not a slave to the personality you were raised with. Woo, Jesus. You've got a new one on the inside. And as your mind renews to that, whoo, and you begin to see who you are in Him. Those problems that you thought were so overwhelming, all of a sudden don't look so bad. You know, where you were intimidated in a corner by that issue that you're facing. And then all of a sudden, the Lord starts to reveal to you things about who He's made you to be. And you start to bow a little bit. And that bully on the playground of life is no longer so big anymore. When you begin to understand who you are in Christ and what you've been given in the Spirit, you'll begin to go, oh, devil, you think, huh? Come on, how many times did Jesus run up to a demon-possessed person and go, please don't torment me? Now, some of you think I said that backwards, but I said it that way on purpose. But how many devils ran up to Jesus and said, it's before our time, and Jesus is like, shut up, get out. That is not your property. I made it, it's mine, and shortly from now I'm gonna redeem it. Oh, I'm in a blood covenant, you know what I mean? I'm in covenant with the Father from the Maker, the Creator of everything, is my dad. Thank you, Lord. I'm a new creation, the Mirror Bible. Says this. Somebody said, I've never heard of the Mirror Bible. I know it's not commonly known. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the Mirror. Now, in the light of your co-inclusion in His death and resurrection, whoever you thought you were in Christ, you are a brand new person. The old ways of seeing yourself and everyone else are over. Acquaint yourself with the new. Acquaint yourself with the new. Or in other words, get to know the new you. I've had a makeover. Actually, I've had a gutting. The who I was is dead. Paul put it this way in Galatians 2:20. What? It's no longer but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, we won. You just say, stick around, devil. You're going to see the win that we already won. And when this is all said and done, you're going to go, the devil's going to go, oh. The scripture, in fact, Paul declared it. He said, if they would have known. You know, when the devil's harassing you, you need to walk around going, if you would have known, if you would have known. If you would have known what you did when you crucified Him, you would have left Him alone. But hey, stupid, you didn't. Come on, I give you permission to call the devil stupid. Be free. It's a prophetic word. Go, take it, run with it. Run. If you would have known, see, in what the devil fought and what he was stopping, he multiplied. When he put Jesus in the ground, he saw a grave, a death, but God saw a seed and a harvest. And you are looking at the byproduct of the seed sown. Come on, do you see it in you? He's in you. Christ in you, the hope, the expectation, the declaration, the manifestation of glory. The manifestation of glory, amen? Can you take a little more? Because my time's up. I think I gave Mark 5 extra minutes on Wednesday. I'm going to take 5 more. Okay. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual understanding. Come on, this is so good. You are to be filled with the Spirit. So what the first step in walking in the Spirit and understanding what God has given you in the Spirit is understanding what God has given you in the Spirit. So we see Paul praying that the people will be filled or receive a filling of knowledge of His will in wisdom and spiritual understanding. The word knowledge is epigenosis. Okay, I'm not a Greek scholar, but that's what it is. Which means revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. Revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit. So it's not natural knowledge about who you are. It's spiritual knowledge about who you are. So you don't need to understand Ancestry.com. I don't care if you do, but that is not who you are defined as now. The old man died. There is a new man. You know, people sometimes, you know, I've seen the commercial, the Ancestry.com thing. Some guy thought he was Irish, and so he had an Irish kilt, and he found out he was German. Well, I got a revelation for you. We are all from one blood. So let me just help you, all of us that think we're pure. We're mutts. Be blessed. In the natural, but in the Spirit, we are pure. I am 100% the child of God. In the Spirit, I'd like to, you know, I heard a minister say this, I'd like to have one drop of of Jesus' blood and send it to Ancestry.com and say, figure that out. It'll come back. You are God. Oh, glory to God. Paul does not pray for his preaching to be great or to walk in a great anointing. Instead, he prays for the people to grow in the Word being taught and ministered to them. Revelation knowledge of the Word brings stability in the Christian life. The ultimate goal of this verse is that the church live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in everything. In other words, out of the deposit that the Lord has given you in spirit, be an investor in this earth. We invest by living life from the resurrection within us. The word worthy or worth, worthy means suitably. It means after a godly sort. It means appropriately. It also means weight, which has to do with value. You're to walk worthy. What does that mean? Don't get in the religious mindset of this. Yeah, I gotta somehow figure out how I'm going to do this. I gotta come up with these characteristics. Realize that you're not working for a place. You're working from a place. You're not working for righteousness. You're working from righteousness. I'm not trying to get born again. I'm not trying to earn God's favor. I'm stepping in by faith into something that Christ has already got for me. Because if He didn't, it's not by grace. See, I've already received something out of heaven. And now that is within me. It is my job to renew my mind, control my body, and by faith, release heaven into the earth. In other words, I'm going to walk what? Worthy, worth, weight, value, substance. If you look up the word glory in the Old Testament, one of the words is kabod, which means what? Weight. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You carry him within you. And the longer we meditate on this, the longer we feed on it, the longer we live in it, the more we apply it to our tongue. Come on, in Jesus' name. The more we speak out and speak from and react out of the resurrection as the church, not as the preacher, not as the preacher. Now the preacher needs to do it. But as the church, you, the carrier, you, the body of Christ, as you do it more and more and more, then all of a sudden the level of glory, the manifestation of the kingdom in a church, in a family, in a region begins to what? Come up and up and up and up. And then we see what we all love to read about in histories of revivals. We see the manifestation or God being manifest on earth. What do we realize? We realize this. We realize that God is not confined to a church building. You know, God can move anywhere on the planet where he is released. Amen? You have him within you. Would you stand with me, please? Praise the Lord. Come on, let's just pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just worship you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that we have your spirit within us. We have your resurrection within us. Lord, we purpose to use and to... First of all, Lord, we acknowledge that every good thing we have is from you. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of life. It comes from above. Lord, we would not even have a time in the earth, a space of time to live if it wasn't for you. You created all things. You made all things in the beginning. You placed us exactly where you wanted us in the span of time, in your creation, in your way. And you did it on purpose. Not only did you place us here, Father, but you planned our whole, designed our entire life for the season that we would be on the planet. So we acknowledge that from you and we say, Lord, show us, help us. We, come on, from your heart this morning, declare to the Lord, Lord, I want to invest into your kingdom out of what you've placed within me. Lord, we desire to be in the right place at the right time, to be a light, to be a witness. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the plan. Thank you, Lord, that today I'm alive. I bless you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to serve you again, to function in the gifts and talents and callings that you've placed within me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my church. Thank you, Lord. We will invest into it. Lord, our purpose is that one day we stand before you and you say, well done, good and faithful. And our purpose is to stand before you, Lord, and say, and have, and hear you say, you've been faithful with a few things. Now, be ruler over much. Lord, we know that this life is just the beginning, that there is an eternity in front of us where we will rule and reign with you forever. Thank you for that, Father. We bless you. We purpose, Lord, as you said to us in the parable of the mustard seed, Lord, that smallest seed, that, Lord, this kingdom that is within us will grow up to be the largest of all trees. We declare in our own lives and then corporately in the church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Come on, you need to declare that for you. That's for you. That's for your family. That's for your life. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. No one can snatch me from my Father's hands. No one. No one. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, your best days are ahead of you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I've seen, I know what you've gone through. And he is touched with the feeling of your infirmity. And if you will believe, if you will not quit, if you will continue to move forward, even though the enemy attempts to hinder and comes in and tries to overcome you, your best days are ahead. And the Lord is saying to you, you will be victorious, and it won't be as long as you think if you just stay steady and continue to believe. Come on, I can hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this. He's saying, please me with your faith. I long for it. Just do the best you can. Like the man that came to him and said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Just, the Lord's saying, just give me that much and I'll do it. Because he is so much better and more willing to show mercy and compassion than you realize. So receive it. Lord, we receive that word in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you would like more information about Faith Family Church, including service times and location, visit faithfamilybillings.com.